The next step of the competitive analysis is basically to determine how your competitors are using their social media and integrating it into their own marketing. So it's not only important to see if your competitors can be found on social media platforms, but you also want to see how effectively they are using these profiles. Like, you want to check what type of information they're posting, when they post it, what is their frequency? Do they post just once a week, once a month, almost never, etc. And also, like, you know, just look at their cover photos, their profile images, their links, their about us section, all that kind of good stuff.
Welcome to another episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. My name is Jimmy, and I'm the Associate Creative Director for Manuel Suarez here at AGM. Can we ethically spy on our competition? Sure we can. Just look at their social media and websites. Your competitors put all the information you need right out in the public. And when you combine their public content with some ninja-level research, you can know exactly how to enhance and position your products and services to become the leader in your market. This final piece of our series on competition research talks about how you can investigate competitors' social media and use this knowledge to create even better content, leading people to your brand or business so that you can increase sales, educate more people, and build a long-lasting community. By the way, this audio comes from the private AGM Ninja Lab weekly training. If you're already a member of the AGM Ninja Lab, you can watch the companion video to this podcast by clicking the link in the podcast description, or log into your members area and go to the recent live sessions on May 5th, 2021. If you're not yet a member, that's totally cool. Now is the time to sign up and get live weekly training that will help build your business with social media so that you can have even greater control over your time, money, and life. Now enjoy the lesson.
We've analyzed and we've compared the content between all your competitors. We found the top competitors, their websites, their brands, etc. Now we're going to talk about looking at their social media engagement. And just social media, just in general, like, what are they doing on these platforms that is working or not working, right? A company's presence on social media is becoming increasingly important. Of course, like, everybody knows that it's basically 100% necessary. You're not going to have a brand if you're not on social media, right? Each brand is utilizing each platform differently, though. Think about it. Sometimes if you some brands that are only on TikTok, some that are only on Instagram, and they ignore, let's say, YouTube or Facebook and stuff like that. And some are better than others, you know, at using Instagram or Facebook or whatever the case is. So we want to be able to study what are those successful actions. But as Manuel says, the name of the game is now omnipresence. More than ever, more than other years in the past, you have to be all over the place. You have to be on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, on TikTok, on LinkedIn, you know, just everywhere, because customers do start to see that. And even if you don't have a lot of content, as long as you're in all of these platforms, then you're just going to have that more of that social proof, more of that trust factor, and you're going to close a lot more sales that way, just by having that extra trust. Competition, you know, you're going to have that edge on your competition. So the next step of the competitive analysis is basically to determine how your competitors are using their social media and integrating it into their own marketing. So it's not only important to see if your competitors can be found on social media platforms, but you also want to see how effectively they are using these profiles. Like, you want to check what type of information they're posting, when they post it, what is their frequency? Do they post just once a week, once a month, almost never, etc. And also, like, you know, just look at their cover photos, their profile images, their links, their about us section, all that kind of good stuff. Okay, so these are all the questions that you guys have to be asking yourself when you're looking at these at the social media platforms, and you're trying to funnel hack them or research them. And remember, just because they have a profile does not necessarily mean that they are winning with social. And as you'll see in the example I'll show today, so don't just click off the page, you know, quickly. You got to learn what they're doing and what you can do better. So here's an example of somebody that does it right and somebody that does it wrong. So on the left, you can see the name of the brand here is called Best Home One. That could be the name of the brand. I don't think so. I think they just kind of threw a page here together, and it doesn't really communicate their brand. It might a little bit. Fine. Now, when you start to look at the About Us section, so it has a little bit of information about what they focus on their decoration, home decorations and accessories and things like that. They have their website here as a facebook.com, you know, /BeshHome1. Like the website link that they put on this page is the same page of Facebook. And then they put in their email address here at 163.com. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like not good. It's all over the place. And you can see somewhere here. Yeah. They only have one person that likes this page. Two people follow this page. So now compare that to these guys on the right. They have a nice banner image that matches their profile image. They have the name of the page, Bentley's Pet Stuff and Grooming, just really communicates what they do. They have activated this extra button for Shop Now. So they've connected their shop to their page. They have a pretty, you know, decent About Us section here. You can click see more, and it was a little bit more expansive. And check it out. They have 27,000 people that like this, even though that's just a vanity metric, because it doesn't really mean like that you're going to actually reach all of these people when you post organically, right? It's still something that your customers are looking at. You don't need 100,000 to have a social proof, but you do need a few thousand to be able to, you know, have that social proof so people can consider that you are a legit brand on Facebook. And we can see here, the last time they posted was April 30th. And this was actually the screenshot we took a couple of days ago. So who knows, they might've posted again by now, but compare that to this other guy, March 5th. Is the last time that they posted, and that was just to upload the banner image. So these guys over here posted on April 30th. Well, that's the pin post. I think there was other postings, but the point is they post way more frequently, way nicer images and copy and stuff like that. And they have activated the Messenger, you know, pop-up here. Whenever somebody opens the page right away, it gives them a chance to come into Messenger and interact and engage with the page and capture leads. So you could see, you know, the big difference between both of these guys. So that's the kind of thing that we're looking for when we say that we want to analyze their social media. Same thing with Instagram. Yeah, so same thing with Instagram. We analyzed those last week. So I think that one's pretty fresh with everybody as far as like, what do we look at in Instagram? Do they have highlights? Do they use emojis in their bio, link in the bio, all those good stuff that we already reviewed last time. And, you know, start to make notes of patterns of the successful action. So we're going to talk about identifying areas of improvement. Once you've done all the analysis, competitor research, you now have a better idea and understanding of what your competitors are doing. And you're going to take all the information that you gathered about each of the competitors and identify particular areas of your own that are working or that can be improved. And if you're looking closely enough, you're going to find these patterns, like I keep talking about, that are showing up from one to another, from one brand to another, and that are pointing you in the right direction so you can, you know, find the successful actions. So not only are you going to be able to identify the key areas that you can improve upon regarding your own content creation, your search engine optimization efforts, and your social media engagements, but you're also going to help establish your company's presence with, you know, potential customers, blog readers, subscribers, and then, you know, of course, social media users in general and followers. I did want to add one more bonus website that we can use for researching. Before I get to that, if you guys have any questions, just type them into the chat here. Okay, so this new website is called sparktoro.com. Oh, I think I already had it open here. Okay. So this one is really cool because it's going to take into account hashtags, all kinds of different websites, and it just kind of gives you a step up on the research because it puts everything together here And it kind of helps you build your avatar of who you're going to be, you know, serving your ads to. So let's do an example here. My audience frequently talks about, so let's say keto diet. Keto diets. Diet. Okay. Anyways, discover now. All right, let's see what we come up with. So this website is called sparktoro.com. Okay, so let's type in the same thing. So my audience frequently talks about, let's say, keto diets, or you can type in, you know, extra large yoga mats or anything. If you guys want us to check something out for you, you can put it in the chat here. But anyway, so you could see it starts to give you an overview of the top words in the bios for their social media accounts. And if you notice here, for example, what LCHF, you're like, what is that? You know, that you're going to start to uncover that there's different lingos or different like keywords that your niche audience uses. And if you can talk like they talk, that is the most powerful copy. So LCHF stands for low carb, high fat. And if you're on a keto diet, that's exactly what it is, right? So again, you know, this is going to uncover different things such as keywords, ways people think, what else do they like? Let's see what else you got here, Jonald. Scroll up a tiny bit. Oh, okay, fine. So top hashtags used. So you can see the top hashtags that are used in their social media accounts, and you want to be using the same hashtags across your social media accounts, right? Like that makes sense. Along with, you know, looking for other hashtags that are maybe a little bit less competitive, but these are the top ones used. So you do want to be including those. Like let's say on Instagram, you get 30. So you know, these are the ones that you want to, you guys want to apply that $1.80 strategy, go after these hashtags first, and then go after the smaller ones after that. All right, what else can we uncover here? It says, here's what this audience follows, visits, and engages with. Cool, so other social media accounts that they follow, like the Diet Doctor, Dr. Jason Fung, Ninja, or Nina, I don't know that girl, Nina, and I'm in this space. So there you go. I uncovered somebody new. I would probably start following her, sign up to her email newsletters, start following her ads, visit her website so I can get pixeled, abandon the cart to see how she retargets me. You know, all those good stuff for that's going to help with the competition research. The other two accounts, the social accounts, I already knew about them. You know, but if this is the first time they use this, then yeah. Okay, what else? Websites they visit most. So dietdoctor.com, mindbodygreen.com, healthline.com. If there's some of these that you can visit and you can reach out to them, and then maybe you can run a little banner image ad and test it out, or maybe you reach out to them and they have other type of media opportunities that you can run with them, fine. But if not, you can take those websites, you can throw them into your Facebook interests, and some of them are going to be targetable, some of them are not. But if they're targetable, that definitely one of the interests that you're going to want to be targeting in your CBO campaigns and your, you know, Facebook campaigns. What else we got here, Jonald? You're going kind of fast for me. text and hashtag insights. Scroll down a little. Okay, so frequently used words in shares and content. Okay, so low carb, fat, weight, sugar, meal, protein. Okay, so these are the words that people are using when they share the content. What else? Frequently used phrases and phrases, I think that tells a better picture than just words. I like that better. What else? Frequently used words, phrases in the profile bios. We kind of already saw this. Let's see what else they can give us here. Okay. Political sharing activity. Interesting. Leaning to the left, center, leaning to the right. Very interesting. I never had looked at that part of SparkToro before. So let's say you got somebody, your audience mostly leans to the left. Well, then, you know, you could test some of that targeting, some of that interest inside your campaigns and see how it does. You know, if 80% of them are leftists, then you know that if you target, you know, that party, you're probably targeting the right audience, right? And then you want to show them your product. So what else? Coverage insights. So networks and activities for this audience, profiles and posts. So profile covering Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and Twitter. I don't really get what that's saying. Networks and activities for this audience's profile. Oh, okay, yeah. So they're saying like your audience, 53% of them are on Facebook or they have Facebook, 44% Instagram, you know, the rest YouTube, Pinterest, etc. Okay, so these are the podcasts that your audiences are listening to. So you want to obviously go listen to some of the episodes, get a feel for them, learn who the author or the host is or whatever they call them, right? The podcast host or whatever. And maybe that person, if they're big enough, maybe they're targetable interest on Facebook, right? Or maybe they have a YouTube channel, go and follow them. Maybe there's some sort of collaboration. Maybe you can get interviewed by this podcast as your brand. And you get in exactly in front of the exact right people that you need to get in front of. I think we were going to do one more keyword. Do you have, Jesus says that Nina is pretty informative. Cool. I'm going to start following and funnel hacking her and see what we can find out. Yeti cooler accessories. Cool. Let's see. Or probably just Yeti cooler, but let's see what we get. Okay, so we got 910 people, probably because the word accessories, probably did Yeti cooler. We could just figure out a little bit broader audience, but that's okay. Let's see what we get here. Frequently used phrases. Okay, so Yeti coolers, gaming monitors, stainless steel, while supplies last, probably. It's not telling us too much. Top hashtags, hold on a second. Let me see the top hashtags used. Scroll up a little bit, Jono. There. Top hashtags used, shop local, cool. Sponsored, that's probably like influencers and stuff like that. Fishing, of course. I know that Yeti coolers, you use them a lot on boats and going out camping and fishing and that sort of thing. Hashtag Father's Day, that's interesting. And hashtag PS5. So that's probably uncovering something new for you there, Laura. Hashtag PS5, you can start kind of going down that rabbit hole. Search for that hashtag. You might start to see that people, I don't know, I'm just going to make something up. Maybe the gamers like to have a Yeti cooler next to them while they're playing on PS5. I don't know. We got to figure it out, right? That's part of this competition research. What else? Scroll down, John. Yeah. So it says, here's what this audience follows, visits, and engages with. Okay, so raffle, copter, Newegg, and vast giveaways. So it looks like it's a lot of these like shoppers and giveaways and bargain hunters and stuff like that. Not sure if that's super helpful for Laura who sells this, right? Because you want to go after maybe a little bit different crowd, but it is still saying like that's who these people are following on social media. So if they're targetable with your ads, if it's a targetable interest and you want to throw that into a campaign and test it out. Okay, here's what this audience watches, listens to, and reads. So here's a YouTube channel, Newegg, Origin PC. That's cool. So it looks like for some reason, like your audience is a lot into just like electronics, I guess, or like gaming and that kind of thing.
Might be being triggered by the accessories or the
that's
cooler.
That's true.
This cooler is a part of the PC.
That's another good point. That's true. This might be a little bit better. So this is just Yeti cooler. So we got a database of almost 14,000 people here. That's probably better set, a better size of a data to look at instead of just 900 people.
NASCAR is a good hashtag.
Yeah, sorry, I was just kind of looking at the chat here. So it's Yeti cooler only would be better search. Yeah, so okay, cool. Let's see what else. NASCAR, that's definitely, I think, in the niche that you're after, Laura. See if you agree. I don't know if you've tested that before. You can let us know in the chat. But I would definitely test, like, you know, it's probably something you can't, I don't know. You probably have to have the licensing for that if you're going to do that kind of accessories for Yeti coolers having to do with NASCAR. But let's say you do have to have that licensing to sell that. So you can't promote in that in particular, but you can target the interest NASCAR. You can use the images such as like, let's say like the racetrack or something like that in the background and just test it out. You put an image of the race car track or whatever, and then you put your product on the bottom and it says something like, I don't even know if you could use the word NASCAR, but if you can, let's say NASCAR's favorite Yeti cooler accessories. I don't know. I'm kind of going off top of my head here for a second, but I think you get the idea in regards to that. What else, Jonald? Social accounts they follow most. Look at that. Luke Bryan. I don't know if you ever tested that, Laura, but going after these kind of like more country, artists, Luke Bryan, Willie Robertson. I don't really know who that is, but sounds like a country guy. I know Luke Bryan. I think he is. So very interesting. Bush beer. Look at that. Yeah. So I think we got some good ideas with regards to that. YouTube channels, Yeti, Miranda Lambert, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Again, that's a NASCAR guy. And Miranda Lambert, she's a country singer, right? So it definitely looks like that is all in your niche there. This is all very related data. So it looks like this set of data, just going after Yeti cooler, gave us a better results than just Yeti cooler accessories. So again, that's something that you guys can play around with there. Just type in different keywords. Now, the free version of SparkToro only lets you do a limited amount of searches per month. I forget what that is. I believe it's 10, but I don't remember. And the next month you can do another 10, or you could just upgrade to the paid version if that's what you want, and just kind of go at it searching.
Hey guys, it's Jimmy again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez Coaching Program by heading over to our website, www.agmninjalab.com. That's www.agmninjalab.com.